Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On Podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey everybody, today my guest is Mark Delaney. Mark runs the Veteran Professional website, which helps veterans access things like higher education, help them pursue professional careers, and find meaning and purpose after hanging up the uniform. Mark, thanks for joining me and welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, Scott, thanks. Appreciate you having me today. I'm really excited to talk to you and share my message with the audience. So I joined the Army in 2011 after doing 4 years of ROTC at the University of Maryland. So I started off as an infantry officer in the 82nd Airborne. Did that for a few years, deployed to Iraq, and then decided I kind of wanted a change of pace and a change of op tempo for what I was doing. And so decided to go into the civil affairs realm. So it's a, you know, for those of you who may not be familiar with it within the Army, it's a smaller function within a special operations umbrella. So I went the CA route, I went the selection and qualification course, and then was in the 96th Civil Affairs Battalion. So it's aligned with CENTCOM. Each one of the battalions is aligned with a different COCOM. And while I was there, deployed to Syria in 2017, and then Saudi Arabia in 2018 to 2019. And then somewhere around, probably 2017, honestly, is when I decided, you know, I think getting out of the military is the right decision for me for a variety of reasons. And then, you know, ultimately decided that that's what I was going to do. So signed out on terminal leave in December 2019. And then through that process, decided that there wasn't enough information out there regarding the transition. And so I started this website called The Veteran Professional. And I'm sure we'll talk about this a bit more. And then, so right now, so my original game plan was to get out of the military and then put on a backpack, hop on a plane, and travel the world until I start my MBA this fall. It sounded really great on paper. And then in March, you know, everything started shutting down because of COVID. So that threw a giant wrench in my plan and had to come back to the United States, moving with some family. So I'm helping take care of my niece and nephew and working on the website right now. Yeah. And then I'll be starting my MBA at the University of Virginia this fall.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And you know, I've spoken to a lot of people who have transitioned out of the military. And one thing that I notice is that we all end up taking somewhat different paths, you know, whether it's going and hiking around the world or they're starting a nonprofit or they're going back to school or whatever. We all have, you know, different paths. And it's interesting to hear stories like yours, you know, how you know, you had this plan, and it wasn't that long ago that you were in the military. You had this plan to get out and travel the world, and now here you are. Mm-hmm. You know, not traveling the world. what were some of the frustrations that you faced? And again, this wasn't too long ago. That, you know, getting out of the military, but what were some of the frustrations that you faced when transitioning out of the military?
Yeah, so it kind of fell into three different buckets from what I saw. So, you know, I was getting out. I was fortunate enough to already have my undergraduate degree, and I had the GI Bill. So I was like, okay, well, going to graduate school seems to me like a logical option. You know, my grandfather went to school in the GI Bill. My dad went to school in the GI Bill. And my dad was like, if you don't go to school in the GI Bill, you're an idiot. So use the GI Bill, right? So like, okay, I'm going to go to graduate school. But it was so hard to find information about getting like that next level after your bachelor's as a vet. And, you know, different programs, there's a lot of different nuances to each different bit of the graduate application world, you know, whether you're going to med school or law school or business school, or you want to go be a researcher of some type. But veterans have unique challenges in translating military experience into an academic setting, just like we do translating military experience into a professional job setting on a resume or whatever. It's the same set of problems. And so I saw that was my first frustration, was a lack of information about being a vet wanting to apply to graduate school. Then the next problem that I had was going through the transition process, especially what they put you through, like what the military programming is. It felt very much like, just go get a job. Go get a J-O-B job. We just want you to get something. I don't want to be so cynical as to say just so we can have, you know, some numbers filled and some good stats for us. I know they're better people than that, but that's kind of what it felt like sometimes. And everyone in uniform, like part of the reason you did that is you wanted something bigger. Like you wanted a higher purpose. You wanted a mission. And like you also, in leaving, everyone has that fear of you're never going to regain that sense of service and camaraderie that you had. And I just didn't like how we were being pushed into, you know, jobs when I think people wanted something a lot more. Go ahead. You got something to say?
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. That where it seems like you sort of backed away from saying it full out, but I'll say it, you know, it seems like they're trying to check a box and say, Hey, we helped you find a job. And you're going to be able to keep a roof over your head and food on the table. It may not be fulfilling work. It may not be what you're necessarily trained to do, what you're passionate about. And it's not really, sparking any major interest of yours. But, you know, at least you'll have food on the table and a roof over your head. And that's sort of what it sounds like sometimes happens with some of these vets who are getting out. They end up just almost settling for a job that isn't necessarily what they were meant to do or destined to do, you know?
Yeah. So, and I think part of that's okay. Like you don't have to have everything figured out the moment you get your DD-214 and head on out to the world, right? It's okay to embrace the uncertainty in that, but I just thought there was room for improvement in helping people find something that was going to be meaningful and purposeful to them. And then my third frustration was there are a gazillion resources out there to help veterans, all kinds of nonprofits and different company initiatives. And I mean, everything. And I realize that that's a little ironic because I'm saying that, and then I'm only kind of adding to the white noise, if you will, doing my website and everything. But what I try and do through the site is bring some of those better ones to the top and say, you know, I've kind of checked this organization out. I've personally used it, or I've had someone recommend it to me. I've kind of checked it out and vetted it, and it's really outstanding. And like, this is something that's worth your time and effort into putting into this resource. And maybe some of these other ones, you know, that time you spend on another organization comes at an opportunity cost of working with a better one that could be better for you. And so I try and push those latter ones to the top for the audience. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's great. So what made you, I mean, I know, you know, trying to compile some of this information, but what were some of the motivations behind starting this, the veteran professional website, you know, to put this information out there?
Yeah. So I was, you know, I got out in December. So I was probably sitting around October or so. And I was just seeing, I was starting to go through the process, and I was like, some of this stuff just isn't out there. Some of this information that I have, these questions just aren't out there. Well, okay, like why don't I just do something about it? So at first I just started writing on Medium or putting stuff on LinkedIn or whatever. And then I was like, okay, well, you know, people are kind of responding to what I like. I happen to like to write. I was an English major as an undergrad. So I like to write. I have a bit of an entrepreneurial itch. And then it's like, okay, well, what do I do with these? Like, okay, well, what do I know about? I know about getting out of the military. That's very timely, and I have a lot of good information out there. Why not lean into that and write about that and put information out about that? Because I know it's something I wanted going through, and so I was trying to build something for myself, knowing that other people probably wanted it as well.
Yeah, and it's a great resource to have, too, with all this stuff in sort of one location, because I know, you know, for me anyways, there's plenty of programs out there, you know, even things like the GI Bill and things like that. And sometimes people just don't know whether or not they qualify for these things or whether or not they've served long enough in certain, you know, capacities or whatever, you know, if it's, you know, difference between, you know, someone who's on National Guard or reserves, you know, serving long enough time on active duty to have access to certain benefits or, you know, whatever the case may be. And so trying to track some of that information down is sometimes it's like trying to track down a needle in a stack of needles, and it's just not easy to do. And so, you know, having a resource like this where someone can spell it out in plain English and say, you know, here's the benefits that are available if you fit these criteria or whatever. And that might be a good thing to have for these types of people.
And like very much what I was trying to do, you know, in my research of looking up, trying to look up, you know, the GI Bill or how to use voc rehab or, you know, work at the VA or whatever it was, you know, I would do my Google searching and I might find an article here or there. And usually I walked away with more questions than answers. And it was a lot of times it comes from like these big websites that are, either it led to two things. Either it led to a big website that is like a content mill that's just kind of like trying to put crap out there to get your clicks and your views. Or it was like a law firm that wanted to then try and sell me their services. So they didn't want to give away too much information, but like just enough to kind of pique my interest to then get me to hire them. Right. And so I was like, okay, this stuff is all there. And there's people going through it. Like it just needs to be shared. And so that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. And just looking at your website, you know, a quick overview of the website, you have lots of different content, you know, I like the way it's laid out too, because when you first come to the site, you may not know exactly what the site has to offer or what's available there. So you have this new to the site section, start with this section here, you know, where it has a lot of information, to transition into an MBA or, you know, books to read during your transition, that type of stuff like that. That's great information to kind of start off with. But once when you're there, you kind of dig in a little bit more and you have, a lot more information about specific, paths that you might end up taking, you know, whether it's college or, you know, other, things that you might be looking to, entrepreneurship, other things like that. So, it's really a great resource that you have here. Are there any people, I know this is probably, you know, relatively, on the new side, but are there any people that have been success stories who have come to your site and, learned some information and kind of followed up with you and let you know about, you know, what they're doing now in terms of, you know, their path and everything.
Yeah. So the site's only been around I've only been doing it for about like 7 months. Okay. So my pool of like potential is still relatively low, but I have had a few people who said, the site's very MBA focused right now, just because that's been my personal path. So I've been doing a lot of writing about, you know, going from the military to go to an MBA. And I've had a few people reach out to me and say like, listen, man, like, I find your website, I kind of followed your methodology and like I got into the school that I wanted to, and like getting that has just been absolutely awesome. And I've had a few people, you know, some of my writing as well, I try and focus on like the touchy feely side. I try and talk about the like mental tough struggles of going through, of getting out of the military and trying to figure out like what you're going to do next and just deciding whether you want to get out or not anyway. And I've had a few people reach out to me about those that are like, man, like, I read this post today and it's just like, it's what I needed mentally. And, you know, maybe I only reached out to that person for that brief moment of time, but that's been truly tremendous to get the kind of feedback from people.
Yeah, no, that's great. Great that people are, getting the benefit out of it. And, you know, especially if you're going to put in all the work, looking at the website, it looks like you have put in quite a bit of work, especially in, just about 7 months or so, like you said, it seems like you have put in quite a bit of work. So, I'm glad that people are getting the benefits out of it. Someone who is in a position where they're about to transition out of the military, right? And they're uncertain about what their next steps are going to be. And I know next steps are going to be different for everybody. You know, we talked about that a little bit earlier, but what would your advice be to them to get them on the right path after leaving the military, so that they can find a more fulfilling path as opposed to just checking the box and getting a job?
Yeah. I would tell anyone to start off with thinking about like what is truly meaningful to you and how are you going to create the best life for you and your family? You know, if you really just want to be like a really good parent and stay, you know, coach your kids' soccer teams and like get a lot of time in with your significant other and everything, you know, maybe you are kind of looking more for that job and like, that's okay. Maybe you want something, you know, you're going to get off work every day at 5 o'clock and you can go pick your kids up at school or and coach the football team or whatever. And that's what you need. The kind of beauty of leaving the military is you can be, it's a blessing and a curse that you're kind of overwhelmed with options and you now get to chart your own adventure and figure out what life is going to look like for you. And if you want something that's going to have a very regular schedule, you can do that. If you say, you know what, I'm at a kind of good time in my life that I've had this idea for a company and I want to pursue it and go after it and try and build it. Now's the time to do that. There's some really good resources. And so I encourage anyone to like, think about what's important to you and how you're going to make the best life for you and your family. And then figure out what resources are out there to help you leverage the opportunity of getting out. And that's how I look at the process of getting out is kind of an opportunity because you're at this kind of rare junction in your life, no matter what you're doing, where you're making this monumental change of leaving this thing that you've been doing and this identity that you've had as a service member. And you also have the blessing of having a lot of resources at your fingertips that you can use to make that a very successful transition. So leveraging that, thinking through what it is that you want to do and leveraging those resources to pursue what it is that you want to do that's going to make you and your family the happiest, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about, you know, so the type of person who maybe they've been dreaming up this idea for a business or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they want to dip their toe in the entrepreneurial waters. What resources are out there for people who are looking to jump into entrepreneurship or would you even suggest that they would jump straight into entrepreneurship or is there another path that maybe is better off?
So the first way that I would suggest in trying to like dip your toes into the water. So there's this program called the DoD Skills Bridge Program, and it's a super underused, a few people know about it. And so essentially what it is if you're a vet in your last, or excuse me, if you're a transitioning service member in your last 6 months, you can just go work at a regular company. And like, that's your job. So me personally, I went to go work for a small tech startup. When I say small, I was the second person in the company. And okay. Yeah, I worked there for 3 months. And so like I was getting all my military pay and benefits. I was still a captain in the Army, but my job in the Army was to work at this startup for 3 months. And it was awesome. I learned so, so much. And so if you have any interest in doing entrepreneurship, I would highly recommend find a startup in your area that's looking for help. And I guarantee you they're looking for help. And it's a super easy sales pitch to go to them and say, hey, I'm a vet. I'm getting out. I want to learn. I'm ready to bust my butt. And guess what? I can work for you for free. And they're going to be like, where do I sign? How do I hire you right now?
Right.
Yeah. And it's almost deceptive to the company because all I needed was a memo from my battalion commander. It was super simple, very little paperwork. Everyone was kind of actually weirded out by how little paperwork was in the process. But I would say like, that's the first place to start dipping your toes in the water. Additionally, a huge shout out to two organizations that I definitely want to let everyone know about. The first one, Bunker Labs, which is a national organization that has branches throughout the country. And their entire mission is to get vets into entrepreneurship. So they do it in a number of different ways. Very often, like they have meetings where they might have some type of, there's usually beer, free food. They have a speaker, maybe it's a local entrepreneur. It may not even be like a veteran entrepreneur, just a local entrepreneur. And that person comes and gives a talk about something. They also have free online classes you can take. And it's really just an awesome organization to get anything started as a veteran. And then the second big shout out I want to give out to is this organization called Vet to CEO. And this is especially timely because actually their next cohort starts July 1st. And it's run by these three retired military dudes. I think they were all colonels or somewhere around there, but they're really awesome. And they run you through this 7-week program. And each week there's like a 2.5-hour, 3-hour class. And they have all kinds of great resources. And they really walk you through how to be an entrepreneur, whether it's buying a company or, you know, creating your own. I never seriously thought about buying a company until I went through their course. And they kind of showed me that it's a lot easier than you think that it is. And you don't have to have, you know, $2 million sitting in your bank account to go buy a company. There's ways to do it. And they walk you through that process because they've done it themselves. And it's, I can't talk about those guys enough. They're awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't even realize some of these programs are available. And here I am as a veteran entrepreneur myself. And I don't even know that these things exist, but
yeah, that's why I put it out there, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So definitely if you're, considering taking the plunge into entrepreneurship, the DOD, the Skills Bridge program, Bunker Labs and Vet to CEO, check those out. Those are, great resources, that are out there, and it seems like they'll help you get your foot in the door and get you on the right path there to go down that entrepreneurial journey. Now, what about someone like who's in your shoes, who has their undergrad, they were, maybe an officer, maybe they're enlisted, they got their degree and, while they're serving, before they're serving, now they're looking for, getting into their MBA or, going for, higher education, get another degree, something like that on their resume. What's your advice for those types of people who are looking to get into that?
I mean, obviously come check out the Veteran Professional website. That's where all the good, best information is. No. I would recommend anyone, if you're trying to figure that out. So, especially for business schools and most big graduate schools, they're going to have a veterans club, and the club usually has two main purposes. The first is helping veteran applicants get into the school. And then the second one is helping veterans at the school get jobs. And so I found immense value in working with the veterans clubs at schools. They are, the vet net is a real thing and people just want to help. I very often would talk to a school, talk to the veterans club there, and they said, we don't even care if you come to our school. We're going to help you out anyway. And we want vets to go to schools and take advantage of the opportunities that are given to you. And we just want you to succeed. And so I found a ton of value in reaching out to this organization. So I would definitely start your search there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, another resource that, when I was in college, this was before I joined the military. So the veterans clubs and the different organizations that might've been involved in the school were not really anything that were, of very much interest to me because I wasn't a veteran at the time and, didn't really know too many people who were, either. So, another great resource.
I'm jumping with one more. Not for graduate school, but undergrad, actually. There's this new nonprofit called Next Step Inbound. And I've talked to you and connected with those guys. They're super cool. It's three former enlisted Marines. Actually, I think one of them might still be on active duty. But junior enlisted Marines, and every one of them is starting at an Ivy League undergrad school this fall. They, much like I kind of wanted to do for graduate school, they kind of trying to do the same thing for vets looking into undergrad. So they have a blog where they put out information. They put out some really great stuff for those interested in going through the application process. And then they have some plans in the pipeline to kind of help you out in a more formalized manner as well.
Yeah, no, that's good. What about the mindset switch when you're getting out of the military? It's it's a different world in the civilian world versus the military lifestyle that you might have grown accustomed to as you were in the military. What advice do you have for people making that transition and going through that switch? We're not a light switch where you could just turn it off, you know. What is that like for you?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a different world. You know, I mean, you and I were both infantrymen, and like I can't talk in the civilian world like I could when I was with my platoon, right? It's a different language. So I would recommend first, you know, if you're having concerns about it, reach out to someone that you know that has left the military in the last 18, 12 months, something like that. And you probably know someone like that. Just reach out to them, call them. One, it's good to talk to people and your friends anyway. It's awesome. You know, it's good to reconnect with the people you served with and just say like, hey, how's it going? You know, what are some of the challenges you're having? So I would start there. And then there's two really fantastic mentoring organizations that I want to give a shout out to. So one is Veterati and then American Corporate Partners. They kind of each have a different way they go about aligning a veteran with a mentor, but their sole purpose is to align you with mentors to help you through the transition process. And both those organizations are highly top notch. I can't recommend them enough.
No, yeah, that's awesome that those organizations exist too. And you're dropping names here like left and right, and it's pretty awesome.
I got a list.
Yeah, no, it's great because one of the reasons why I have this podcast is to make these resources available to people. And you know, when someone might be going through whatever the struggles are that they're going through, it doesn't have to be necessarily as hard hitting as PTSD. It could just be a transition out of the military. But if you don't know about these organizations and you've listed off at least half a dozen already, organizations that are out there that can help with one thing or another, in this transition, whether it's, getting into entrepreneurship, whether it's getting into school, getting out of the military in general, there's all these organizations that are out there, they're desperately trying to help these people out. And, let's make it easy for them to do their job. Let's let them help. So, the more information I can get out there, on these organizations, to connect people, to these organizations, the better, in my mind. I just interviewed somebody earlier today, who's going to be on another episode, but they were talking about how they reached out and made a connection with another former guest on this show. And it's just, great for me to hear that there's people out there making these connections, through the show. Even if it's just the one person, it's still, connections being made and, things being done. So I'm pretty happy to hear about that. And I'm hopeful that people who might be listening to this will reach out to some of these organizations and get to take advantage of the resources that they have available. Now, one other thing that I know you talked a little bit about on your website, and I don't know how much you want to get into it, but one thing I know is kind of a maze of information. It's just not easy to figure out. It's the VA, filing for VA claims, VA benefits, things like that. Where does someone start with these types of things?
Yeah. So whenever I'm talking to people about working with the VA, I think back to, I think it's a Mattis quote. It's probably a Mattis quote because he has some of the better quotes. And it's like, be kind, be courteous, have a plan to kill everyone. Okay.
Right.
And yep. I say, take that attitude into the VA. And I don't literally mean kill people. Please don't do that.
Don't do that. No, you didn't hear that here.
Didn't hear that here. But like, what I mean is very often in working with the VA, the initial challenge is getting past like the first person you talk to. Okay. It might be calling in and you're going to talk to the person at the administration desk or the reception desk or something. And just the reality of it is like, they're a fairly low paid government worker. Like maybe you luck out and you have someone who really wants to help you, but the truth is, like, that's just not the case. And if you've been in the military, you know, and you try to turn gear back in or something, like, you understand what these people are like. But be courteous, be kind, but have a plan to get what you want. And don't be upset. Don't be worried about, you know, pursuing what it is you know you need to do. Because,
for sure.
And the difference in mental transition is, like, when you're in the Department of Defense, everything's kind of told to you what's going to happen. Like, here's your appointment. You're going to go here. You're going to do this. You need to go get this done. You're not often your own advocate within the system. What kind of changes when you get to the VA, like, you have to be your number one best advocate in that system in order to, you know, get the resources and the benefits that you need to have a successful transition. So that's why I say be courteous, be kind, but, you know, have a plan to be deliberate and get what it is that you need.
Right. And you really do, you know, I know for myself going through, you know, VA claims and, you know, other things at the VA, you really do have to be your own advocate. And you have to stand up for yourself. You have to, you know, keep fighting back, you know, and fighting maybe is not the right word, but keep pushing back when you get those no answers, when you know there's something out there that is available to you, and you're getting that pushback, and the doors are closing on you. You keep pushing until you get through those doors and you get to where you need to be. You know, I know several people who've you know, gone through the VA process for one thing or another, and you know, they kept having doors closed in their face, and they're just kept telling no, you know, this is not, you know, available or whatever. And they kept fighting until they eventually got what they deserved, you know, from that. So,
yeah.
So that's great. Go ahead.
I know I personally, before I left, like, I went through the disability claim with the VFW. They actually had, like, an office on base. They were awesome. They were a huge help. They literally did everything for me. They were fantastic. So for, like, kind of, I can't talk too much beyond, like, that kind of specific thing, but for that purpose, they were fantastic. Loved them.
Yeah. And that's something I've had people on from the VFW, the American Legion, and organizations like that. And it's really great to find out that they're doing stuff like that. You know, it's one of those things. Before I talked to them, I didn't realize that's something that they were doing, is helping out with these types of claims. And, you know, had I known prior to, you know, filing my own claim on my own, you know, where I had to basically figure out all this stuff on my own, it was a pain in the butt trying to figure it out. But had I known that there were these resources available, I would have been in a better position. So, you know, maybe that's something I need to revisit and go check those people out. But you know, maybe they can help me out to, you know, do that thing the right way, you know, the next time around. But, anyways, is there anything else that you wanted to add about, you know, the transition process, things that you do, and anything like that?
What I would encourage anyone to do is, a lot of times vets struggle. I think we all struggle with, like, the change in identity. And, you know, you've been in the military, and, you know, you wear the same thing every day, and, like, you talk a certain way, and, like, you have a haircut, and you hang out with military people, and, like, your entire life. I always joke with my family, the Army wasn't a job, it was a lifestyle choice. But it was. It defined everything about me. And changing into that next phase of your life, you know, look what it is that you want to go do that's going to go make you and your family happy, and kind of be ready to adapt to that identity. But, like, you also don't need to lose that identity as a veteran. Like, you don't need to be ashamed about being proud on Veterans Day. You don't need to be ashamed about, you know, having that time to maybe yourself and the people you served with on Memorial Day when you're thinking about someone that you've lost. You don't need to be ashamed about having an Army mug in the office or whatever it is. You don't have to make it overbearing, but it's okay to say, yeah, I'm a vet, and, like, this is who I am, and this was a part of my life, and I don't want to hide it. I don't want to force it on people, but I don't want to hide it either.
For sure. Absolutely. I think that's great advice. So, you know, with that, we're kind of coming up on time on the episode here, but, you know, I definitely wanted to, thank you for joining us and telling us your story and everything, that you have going on over at the Veteran Professional. Where can people go to find out more about the Veteran Professional and everything that you're doing over there to kind of follow your journey?
Yeah, so the first place to check it out is the website, www.theveteranpro.com. And then from there, you can find links to all the appropriate social medias. And then my personal Instagram as well is at Mark B. Delaney.
Okay, yeah, and we'll have links to all of this in the show notes, and so people can find it there. So thank you, Mark, again for sharing your story with us. Look forward to hearing more about it in the future.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.